Jim Koloff on 93.5 The Mix, traveling with the Magical Mix Kids. We're sad to say we're traveling home. The parents are happy, the kids not so much. But it's been a wonderful week. We've enjoyed four great days at all four parks in Disney World in Florida, all thanks to you, the Cedar Valley. All our business partners, all of our listeners, all of our attendees that have come to one of our fundraisers over the last 21 years that we've done this. Actually, more than 21. This is our 21st trip to Disney World. Of course, last year we missed a year. And the only person that can say that she's been on every one of those 21 trips is with me now, and that's Anne-Marie Nielsen, our nurse. And Anne, I want to give you a big hug, but I'd mess up your microphone you're wearing here on this interview. But you have been the biggest supporter of Magical Mix Kids and all these kids over these years and all these families, and I want to thank you on behalf of all of us. But, you know, this year was one of those years I didn't know if it was going to happen. What'd you think?
You know, ever hopeful. You know, we missed last year, and that's really hard on all of us who love this trip and love taking families and love making magic happen here at Disney World. But ever hopeful I was, and as the year progressed and immunizations came around and things rolled out and people went back to school and it all turned out to be semi-okay, here we are, and it's been great.
It's been great. It's been great. The families have done a fabulous job of wearing their masks when necessary. They all did their testing the last couple of weeks. And so we've done it as safe as we could, and everyone's been healthy.
Everybody's been healthy so far.
So your job's been easy, huh? Knock on wood.
Sure. Yeah, there are no other health issues other than COVID in this world.
Right, right. Well, there are other things going on, but I think we've done okay. I heard about one migraine.
Well, and we've had a couple other children get some heat. It was pretty hot the first couple days, and you know, we come from, now it's pretty cold in Iowa the last week, and so resetting your thermostat down here with the heat and the humidity, we had a couple of children we looked at. We've had some questions here and there, but nothing big. No COVID, no RSV, nothing big yet.
And that, yeah, yet. We're not home yet. We're on our way home today. This is our travel day, and it's a long day. I think we had to be in the lobby at 7:30 this morning. And we won't be back in Cedar Falls, Waterloo, till about 6:30 tonight. So it's a long day. And when you've got kids ranging from infants to, well, we've got some older folks as well traveling, it's a long day. About 70 people in the airport and in the plane. So it's not an easy task corralling all that and making sure we all get to where we need to go. But again, we want to thank the Cedar Valley for making this happen, letting us do this for 21 times.
For letting us do this, for helping us knit the fabric of these families, knowing each other and loving each other and learning to work together for all of their children in the Cedar Valley, because it makes a huge difference to know you're not alone out there. And if you have a special needs child, you're not alone out there. And if they're between the ages of 5 and 18, please go to our website and fill out an application.
We will be raising funds just coming up in January, our next fundraiser, our auction. You can go to our website, find out more about that, put on by RE/MAX Home Group. But we will be taking our next trip, health and safety allowing, but we'll do it. And we want to know about your family if you're in that category, as Ann mentioned. You know, I talked to one family today, the Ginther family, and they'd never been on a vacation, never been on a plane, didn't own luggage.
Mm-hmm.
That is how special this trip is, not only because you're at the most magical place in the world, but here's a family that has been dealing with two kids with health problems, and this is their first vacation and probably their time together as a family.
And you know what? They're not the only ones. When we took off from the flight out of Minneapolis, and when we landed again, the cheers went up because lots of them had not flown. Whole families have not flown. Whole families have not had luggage. Whole families had not been on a boat. Whole families have done a whole lot of really fun family bonding this week, thanks to the Cedar Valley.
And you know, the neat thing that the Ginthers said is, now that we've done this once, I think we're going to try to go on another vacation sometime. So they're already thinking about saving money and trying their next adventure. So we've opened up a whole new world for them, maybe taking another vacation as a family. So it's really, really a cool thing. A lot of additional things come out of this than what we'd ever have dreamt.
When we started this all those years ago, we didn't know it would create a network of families that keep in touch and support each other and love each other and visit each other and go places together. And it's just heartwarming.
It is. Well, thank you for everything you do. And as part of our medical team, we couldn't have done it without you this year especially, but all those 21 years. So thank you to you, Ann. And we're going to do it again with the help of the Cedar Valley.
We are. And you know what? I'm the one that's truly blessed. These families are fabulous, and getting to know them has been the joy of my life.
You couldn't say it any better for any of us. Thank you, Ann. This is Jim Koloff as we round out our 21st trip to Walt Disney World in Florida with the Magical Mix Kids and 93.5 The Mix.